Looking for great Catholic books in the Philippines? Check out Dumb Ox Books. Dumb Ox Books is an online Catholic bookstore that offers a wide selection of curated Catholic books from apologetics to the saints to spiritual reading. They have it. Check out their website at dumboxbooks.com.ph. You may also check their Facebook page, facebook.com/dumboxbooks. DumboxBooks. Do you want to go back to the year 1983 just to experience again how retro consoles made your childhood memories awesome? Do you want to feel the vibe of Akihabara or try different ramen and unique flavors of chocolate where you can buy only in Japan? So what are you waiting for? Come and visit Retro Haven, the store where you can enjoy and taste different Japanese food and reminisce your childhood memories. Follow them on Facebook at Retro Haven or IG at Retro_Haven or visit their store at 10th Avenue, Caloocan. Hi, this is Jay Aruga from The Jay Aruga Show. Making contents like this takes time and effort from me and the team. If you like what we're doing, you can show your support by using our Lazada, Shopee, and Amazon affiliate links that you can click on our show notes or in The Jay Aruga Show Facebook page. Since you'll be shopping online anyway, you might as well show your support to the podcast. No extra charge. It's just a way for them to know that we sent you to their site by clicking our affiliate links. And now, on to the show. In Take Back the Culture, let's talk about abortion. Finally, pag-uusapan na natin to. In What's News, let's talk about the West Philippine Sea. Kasi may 240 Chinese vessels daw doon. And sasagutin natin ang tanong na, sino ka? Dito lang yan sa The Jay Aruga Show! Kumusta? Kumusta? Jay Aruga here. Ang Derek Ramsey ng podcast world. Yan ang working title ngayon ng podcast natin, by the way. Thank you sa mga nag-subscribe sa thejayarugashow.com. Ito yung bagong tahanan ng mga kaaruga. The reason na sobrang promote ako dito sa website na ito is because maaari tayong maban ng Facebook or ma-deplatform ng Twitter o Instagram dahil, you know, cancel culture. Marami na yung na-block ng YouTube channels at natanggal sa SOCMED. At ang common denominator sa kanila ay conservatives sila. Pero pagdating sa email, hindi nila tayo mapipigilan dito. I can still reach out to you guys through email at pwede rin ninyo akong i-message kung gusto nyo akong maka-penpal. Kung pati yun, i-block nila, gagawa na lang din ako ng iba pang paraan. Kukunin ko yung physical address nyo. Snail mail na lang ang gagamitin kong means to communicate with you. But enough of that. Let's talk about important matters. Every now and then, dito sa podcast, I get the chance to meet celebrities. It gets me excited, it gets the listeners excited, and sometimes I talk to interesting people as well, kahit na non-celebs. Then we talk about pop culture, video games, music, movies, TV, etc. Everything is so happy, happy, joy, joy. We got back up on the society and culture charts sa Apple thanks to the listeners who listened and made that possible. Like I said, masaya ang lahat. It's easy to be caught up on all the glitz and glamour nitong buong podcasting thing na ito. Glitz and glamour? Wala nun. Joke lang yon. Okay? Okay, sige. Let me go on. Then, you'll come across something sa internet. Then, you will decide whether to talk about it or not. Mga serious topics na ito. Hindi na celebrity, hindi na pop culture. Believe me, I have recorded whole episodes before, and upon consultation with people, sometimes they say medyo sensitive yung topic na gusto kong pag-usapan, kaya I cave in. One example lang is yung last week's episode. I was not supposed to review the Justice League Snyder Cut. I was about to release a segment about COVID vaccines and my thoughts about it. But upon consultation with friends, I decided na high on emotions ang mga tao dahil nag-spike ulit ang COVID cases sa Pinas. Even though I mean well, some people might take it the wrong way. So, hindi natin re-release yung episode. We recorded a new one. This next topic, I have been evading this for a long time. Longer than I have been evading talking about same-sex unions. Pero eventually, we talked about marriage. So, what is marriage episode? Go check that out. The topic that I have been referring to sa mahabang introduction na yon is abortion. What's the driver, you ask? I've been seeing a lot of campaigns these days in the internet promoting abortion. And this time, hindi na from the West, but from us Pinoys mismo. One example is from preen.ph, preen.ph, entitled "Abortion is a Human Right? This Youth-Led Initiative Says Why." Then there's a video by Amarela. Amarela is this youth-led initiative dun sa preen.ph. And this video is in collaboration with pinkshoes.org. At ito yung mga bagay that keeps me grounded to take a breather and reflect back on why I started this podcast anyway. It made me look back on the mission. 10 years ago, I wouldn't thought of defending the preborn child here in the Philippines. Kasi iniisip ko, tayong mga Pinoy, unanimous tayo. We are a pro-life country. Minsan nga minamako pa ang simbahan. And sorry guys, minakos dati yung simbahan. Dahil may mga campaign sila against abortion. Naalala nyo yung sa harapan ng ilang simbahan, may sculpture ng bata na seemingly nasa uterus. Tapos on top ng dalawang kamay. Ang inisip ko nun, ang daming ibang issues na pwede yung pagtuunan ng resources. Mananatiling pro-life naman ang mga Pinoy. Bakit ito ang gagawin nyo pang sculpture? Parang sino bang mamamove dyan? Eh, unanimous naman tayong mga Pinoy na pro-life. Tapos, critic din ako ng simbahan sa pagkontra nila sa RH law. Kasi sabi ng simbahan, ang RH law daw ang magsaset ng precedent para sa pag-legalize ng abortion sa bansa. Sa loob-loob ko, slippery slope yan na never mangyayari. I was wrong in both cases, obviously, dahil may mga groups na nagpo-push for abortion to be legal. 10 years ago, I never felt the need to prepare myself for arguments against the evils of abortion. But now, I realized na biglang dumadami ang mga Pinoy na nagiging pro-abortion na. And yes, I call you pro-abortion and not pro-choice because euphemism lang naman talaga ang pro-choice. I know you call us anti-abortion, kaming mga pro-lifers. I understand there's power in the words that you use. Now, this incident, many Pinoys, by the way, sa mga inclusive nating kababayan, alam ko one day, hindi nyo nagagamitin ang salitang Pinoy. Kasi hindi siya gender inclusive. May Pinoy, tapos may Pinay. I'm sure one day tatawagin nyo na lang kaming Piniksi. So, pinalitan yung O and A ng X. Piniksi. Hindi ko alam kung paano nyo mamanipulahin yan. Hindi ko problema yon. I leave it up to you guys. Okay. Moving on. These incidents, may mga campaigns na to legalize abortion sa bansa. A lot of kids are becoming pro-abortion. It brings me back to the mission. Ito ang reason bakit ako nag-podcast. Sobra kasi ang panggagaya natin sa West na tingin natin lahat ng gawin nila ay progressive. Hindi natin naisip na ang ilan sa mga nagawa nila sa bansa nila, pinipilit din nilang i-undo. Dahil late na din nila na-realize na nagkamali sila. Kaya nga ngayon, pinipilit ng conservatives ma-overturn ang Roe v. Wade na naging president ng pag-legalize ng abortion sa bansa nila. Ngayon nga, pinag-uusapan na nila ang batas na pipigil sa pagsaksak ng puberty blockers at cross-sex hormones sa mga bata. Ngayon, pinag-uusapan nila kung paano maban ang trans women o biological males sa female sports. Na sa process sila of undoing lahat ng kalokohan na ginawa nila. Samantalang tayo, sobrang taas ng tingin natin sa West. Hindi pa kasi tayo handa eh sa same-sex union o hindi pa tayo handa sa gender ideology. Hindi pa tayo handa sa truple or sologamy o polyamory. Napaka-arrogante ng language na parabang cavemen tayo na hindi pa tayo handa sa progress nila. Yan ang language na ginagamit ng mga advocates ng mga bagay na sinasabi ko. Hindi pa tayo handa. Like I said, may power sa language that you use. Kaya nga they insist on using anti-abortion instead of pro-life. Tayo din, we use pro-abortion instead of pro-choice. Dun sa hindi pa tayo handa. Pinalalabas nila na makitid pa kasi ang utak nating mga Pinoy. Cavemen pa kasi tayo. Ang tanong, kailangan ba nating maging handa para sa mga yon? Magandang salita ang progress sa unang dinig. Kung progressive ka, mukhang ikaw ang nasa tama. Yun ay kung nagpro-progress ka mula sa bahay nyo patungo sa Disneyland, for example. Pero kung nagpro-progress ka sa isang ilog at sa dulo ng ilog ay sobrang taas na waterfalls, ito ang klase ng progress na hindi mo gugustuhin. Now, the next question is, itong mga sinasabi nating progress kuno ay papunta ba sa Disneyland o papuntang waterfalls? The good thing is hindi na natin kailangang mag-eksperimento sa sarili nating bansa para malaman ang magiging resulta. Sa lahat ng minumungkahin yung progress, pwede naman nating tignan kung ano ang naging epekto sa society ng mga bansa na nagpatupad na nito. I'll just end this discussion on abortion with this warning na baka hindi naging maganda ang naidulot nito sa bansang meron na. I leave you to think critically. Saka ko na i-discuss ang arguments opposing abortion. Pero binuksan ko na ang Pandora's box. I might guest people that will talk about it. Who knows, baka next episode yun ang pag-usapan natin with a guest. Also, itong video na napanood ko, yung from Amarela, I must say, it's a very well-made video. Maganda yung production value niya. One girl in the video, her story is she got pregnant and her worry is her very strict Catholic family will oppose her of having an abortion. My first thought here is how I wish her family is really a strict Catholic one to a point that they successfully taught her and convinced her to abstain before marriage. The video that I mentioned, if you watch it, it's really moving and baka masway ka nga to agree to legalize abortion. And I find it very ironic now. The liberal ones are the ones appealing to emotions these days. Like sa abortion debate, they appeal for people to have compassion sa suffering ng unprepared mother. Sa trans issue, they appeal sa societal suffering ng transgender. Sa same-sex union, they appeal na their feelings matter and love is love. For some reason, ang conservatives and even the religious on these issues, we are the ones who appeal on facts and logic. There are very good logical arguments to the fact that life begins at conception. There is good biological reasons to believe that sex is binary and how you feel doesn't dictate reality. There is also good logical arguments against redefining marriage to allow same-sex union. So there, alam ko nabitin kayo kasi wala akong arguments against abortion dito sa episode na ito. Okay, fine. Let me give you the basic one. Premise 1, every innocent human being has the right to life. Premise 2, once conceived by a human mother and father, the baby in the womb is a human being. Conclusion, therefore the baby in the womb has the right to life. So something like that ang pro-life argument. Maybe I got it wrong. I just concocted it kasi in my mind right now. But even that makes sense. In order to destroy the conclusion, the pro-abortion advocate has to take down at least one of these premises. They have to prove that not every innocent human being has the right to life. They have to prove that life that began at conception is not a human being. They have to refute every biology book that says that. And sometimes they do. I heard some pro-abortion advocates who call the baby in the womb a parasite. Can you believe that? I leave you guys with a quote from St. Teresa of Calcutta, si Mother Teresa, and I quote, "But I feel the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child murdered by the mother herself. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another?" End of quote. Sorry kung binuture ko si Mother Teresa. If abortion became legal in the Philippines, kapag pinayagan na natin ang ina na patayin ang sarili niyang anak, will there be hope in our country? Conservatives, let's defend the right to life of the unborn. It's time to take back the culture. Alright! Before we go to the next segment, which is What's News, I would like to say na dumadami ang sina-shoutout natin kasi nagiging friendly na ako. So simula natin sa mag-asawang si Jason at Joanne, kina Ricky and Rose, kay Noel B, kay Romeo K, kay EJ S, kay Ernest na siyang gumawa ng logo natin, sa mga nag-imbita sa akin sa talks, sa Catholic Faith Defenders Antipolo, sa Conservatives of the Philippines. Shout out sa kanila, kila Foxtrot, Midge, Chris, Honey, and everyone sa Conservativo Pilipinas. Mga kasama kong podcasters din sa Clubhouse, sina Tito Mags, Joy Rice, Shara, Carlos, John, Keanu, Kim, Mark, Notch, Revon, Yuji, Maverick. I-guess nyo ako someday, ha? Tapos i-guess ko rin kayo someday sa The J. Aruga Show. Masayang usapan yan. And of course, sa new friends ko din, nakasama sa paglaban sa wokeism, sina Joby, Nirva, and Rodney. Yan ata ang pinakamahabang shoutout ko. Kung gusto nyo rin ma-shoutout ko, email kayo sa akin. Hindi nyo lang kung paano ako email. Hindi ka pa kasi member ng community natin sa thejarugashow.com. So sign up na kayo to email me directly. May email ko din kayo kapag member na kayo. And kung dumami na tayo enough, magpapabigay tayo ng limpak! Limpak na salapi! Again, head to thejarugashow.com. Madali lang tandaan kasi ito yung title ng podcast natin. Meron lang com sa dulo. All right, what's news? Eto, from ABS-CBN News. At least 240 Chinese ships swarming in the Philippines' exclusive economic zone, according to the National Task Force for the West Philippine Sea. And I quote, in a statement, the NTF-WPS said its latest sovereignty patrols observed an estimated 240 Chinese vessels lingering in the EEZ. The Western Command of the Armed Forces of the Philippines reported the presence of Chinese maritime militia vessels in the territorial waters of the municipality of Calayaan in Palawan and the Philippine EEZ. A total of 136 Chinese vessels were spotted at Burgos Reef, along with the following: 9 vessels at Julian Felipe Reef, 65 at Shigwa Reef, 6 at Panganiban Reef, 3 at Zamora Reef, 4 at the Pag-asa Islands, 1 at Likas Islands, 5 at Kota Islands, 11 at Ayungin Shoal. End of quote. Ito lang masasabi ko, guys. It's time to face the music. China na tayo. Hindi pa ba kayo nakakahalata? Ako nahalata ko na nung nagalit si Yorme, Isko Moreno, nung pinasara niya yung tindahan sa Binondo na nagbebenta ng hair products na may label na Made in San Nicolas, Manila, Province of People's Republic of China. In fact, sa dami ng Chinese citizens na nakakapag-waltz in sa bansa natin, believe me, hindi na tayo kailangang officially sakupin ng China para maging province nila tayo. Hindi na kailangang daanin sa tangke at sa aircraft carriers. Sa utang lang ng bansa natin sa China, sikat ang China sa tinatawag na debt trap. Nangyari ito sa Sri Lanka nung hindi sila nakabayad ng 1 billion USD ng utang sa China. Pinalease nila ang Hambantota port sa China for 99 years. Ang Ecuador, nung hindi nakabayad ng 1.68 USD loan nila, binibigyan nila ang China ng 80% of their oil. At marami pang ibang bansa na posibleng mauwi sa ganito sa laki ng utang sa China. Then, ang common defense sa kung mag-push back tayo sa panggigipit ng China sa karagatan natin, ano gusto mo? Girahin tayo ng China? Ang common na sagot naman dyan ay, bakit ang Vietnam, Malaysia at Indonesia, dati pa sila lumalaban sa pambubuli ng China, hindi naman sila nauwi sa gyera? Naalala ko tuloy yung panahon na nakakapanood pa ako sa news ng mga dinedeport nating mga nahuling fisherman na Chinese. Yung madami silang nakaluhod at nakayuko. May case pa nga na nahuli natin yung isang Taiwanese na fisherman tapos dineport natin sa China. Wow, mali yun. Kasi hindi naman dapat nagpapadala ng Taiwanese sa China. Dapat sa Taiwan. Ang pinakamalaking proof na at least nakakita tayong dinedefend ang WPS noon is nung may napatay pa tayong Taiwanese sa pagtatanggol sa ating teritoryo. Warning shot daw yun, pero napatay yung Taiwanese. Mali, pero at least rest assured tayo na may mga Philippine Coast Guards na nagbabantay ng ating karagatan. Speaking of Taiwan, baka ganun na lang din ang pakitungo ng China sa atin. Ang Taiwan kasi, independent sila from China. But China sees Taiwan as a breakaway province that will eventually be part of the country again. Parang sinasabi ni Taiwan, malaya kami sa inyo, China! Tapos si China sinasabi niya, ah, yes, yes, of course. Just do your thing. Quote-unquote, malaya kayo mula sa amin, anak. Bakit niyo kami tinatawag na anak? Ay, hindi, hindi. Sinabi ba namin yun? Malaya kayo, Taiwan. Malaya kayo. Anak. Siguro parang ganun din tayo sa Pilipinas. Madaming infrastructure projects ang China dito sa atin. We're grateful kung no strings attached talaga yon. E di thanks. To wrap up, eto nakasulat sa ABS-CBN News article. And I quote, Chinese diplomats earlier said the boats anchored near the reef, which numbered more than 200 when it was first sighted on March 7, were sheltering from rough seas and that no militia were aboard. End of quote. Eh yun naman pala eh, nakikisilong lang pala eh. Sobra naman kayong maka-judge, kayong mga Pinoy. Now, let's go to our next segment. It's time for Sagutin ang Tanong! Ano itong bagong segment ng podcast, you ask? Well, ang Sagutin ang Tanong ay ang segment dito sa podcast kung saan sasagutin ko ang tanong ng kung sino man ang may itinanong sa akin. May it be sa comment section ng ating FB page, may it be a direct message, maybe through email sa thejarogashow.com, o kung may tinanong kayo sa akin nung nakasalubong niyo ako, sasagutin ko yon. Halimbawa, kausap niyo ako sa pila sa kantin. Jay, anong uorderin mong ulam? Then, sasabihin ko sa kanya, pakinggan mo lang sa podcast ko, sasagutin ko yung tanong na yan. Sasagutin ang tanong! So, isa itong cheap way para makakuha ng license. So, ang sagot sa tanong na yan ay adobo. Okay, that's another episode of the Jay Aruga Show. Bye-bye! Joke lang, hindi yan yung question for this week. Ang question for this week ay, Jay, sino ka? Galing ito sa isang usapan naming magbabarkada at galing din ito sa ilang comments sa talks na ginawa ko recently. Okay, to answer this question, so kung ang tanong na ito ay tinatanong mo kung sino ako, si Jay Aruga, isa akong podcaster, engineer, father, son, husband, anak ng Diyos, Christian, Catholic. Pero kung ang tanong mo ay sino ka in a metaphysical sense, yung philosophical sense, may isang philosopher na sumagot niyan many years ago. Ayon sa philosopher na ito, hindi ako sino ka! Pero bukod sa lahat ng sinabi ko kung sino ako, podcaster, father, etc., I am just scratching the surface. Kasi may tinatawag na Johari's window. Ito yung may four quadrants. So, hindi yung four quadrants na isang multi-level networking. Ito yung four quadrants about oneself. Things I know about myself, things others know about me, things I don't know about myself, and things others don't know about me. Then, may different combinations nun. Johari's window. Search nyo na lang. Masyadong malalim na tanong ang sino ba ako? And minsan, ang sagutin nito, ang trap dito ay masyado tayo tuloy nakakahon sa kung sino ang pinili mong identity para sa sarili mo. Never ko naintindihan ang mga nagsasabing, hinahanap ko pa kasi ang aking sarili eh. Tapos yung kaibigan mo na nagsabi nun, may halong drama yung pagkakasabi niya. Tapos, magta-travel siya around the world para hanapin lang ang kanyang sarili as if naligaw sa kung saang lupalop ng mundo ang sarili niya. Hindi pa pwedeng i-Google mo na lang ang sarili mo? Baka makita mo pa siya sa search result? Mas mura pa yon yung pag-Google kesa yung bumili ka ng sangkatutak na ticket para makaalis ng bansa. Paano ngayong pandemic? E di bawal ang travel. E di wala na makahanap ng sarili nila. Take my word for it. Google. Pero, baka nakahang up lang tayo sa pag-label sa sarili natin to a point na mas nakakahon lang tayo kapag ina-identify o nilabel natin ang sarili natin. Kaya nga medyo hindi ko maintindihan ang Hollywood na masyadong malaki ang pagpapahalaga sa quote-unquote identity. And yan ang center ng identity politics. Para bang kung ganito ang identity mo, alam mo na kung anong package na ito. When you are so much more. Halimbawa kung black ka daw, dapat ito ang set ng paniniwala mo. Maniwala kang against sa'yo ang buong police force. Maniwala kang inoppress ka ng mga puti. Dapat silang mag-sorry sa'yo, lumood sa'yo, at magmakaawa para patawarin mo sila. Kung black and conservative ka, hindi ka daw tunay na black. Ganito ang danger ng identity politics. Minsan may tinanong akong tao. Itago na lang natin sa pangalang Perlita. Tinanong ko siya, sino si Perlita? Ang sagot niya ay, si Perlita ay isang lesbian. Then, yun lang ang sagot niya. Wala nang iba. Ang sad thing about this is, kinahon niya ang buong pagkatao niya dun sa label ng pagiging lesbian and sadly nothing else. When in fact, she is so much more. Her whole personhood is not just defined by who she is attracted to. Imagine mo kapag tinanong mo ko, sino si Jay Aruga? Tapos ang sagot ko lang ay, isa akong heterosexual. Hindi ba parang boring na description yon ng sarili ko? Parang, ano ngayon? Ano ngayon kung attracted ka sa babae? Ganun din kay Perlita. I'm sure she is so much more. She's a daughter, she's a sister, a government worker, so much more. Sorry, parang na siwalat ko na ang identity ni Perlita. Anyway, even if she's same-sex attracted, there's so much more to it. Hindi mo pa dapat alam kung anong klaseng tao siya. Kasi pwede siyang person with same-sex attraction who acts upon this attraction. Pwede rin namang she has same-sex attraction living a chaste life. Hindi natin dapat i-assume na kilala na natin ang isang tao based sa label niya. Ganun din sa sarili natin. Huwag kang magpaka-hang up sa label mo sa sarili mo. Hindi ka dapat umayon sa kung anong ine-expect ng ibang tao sa iyo based sa kung ano ang pagkakaintindi mo sa label na yon. Minsan dahil sa sobrang pag-equate natin sa sarili natin sa label natin na ito, ito na rin yung ginagawa nating identity natin. Feeling natin, kung may isang tao na nag-disagree sa isang bagay na ito tungkol sa atin, inalapastangan na nila tayo. Halimbawa ko si Perlita. Dahil sa yung pagiging lesbian, yun na ang para sa kanya whole identity niya. Kung against ako sa homosexual acts, mafe-feel tuloy niya buong pagkatao na niya ang linalapastangan ko. Hate ko na siya. Which is hindi naman. May danger on both sides. Sa side ng ayaw sa bading, let's say, may tendency nga na yun lang ang nakikita nila dun sa tao at wala nang iba. And sadly, hindi tuloy sila natatratong parang tao dahil kinahon sila sa isang label na yon. Sa side naman ng same-sex attracted mismo, minsan yung same-sex attraction niya lang ang pinang-define niya sa sarili niya. Kaya kung may disagree sa attraction niya, feeling niya linalapastangan sila. I hope ganun din ang ibang tao sa akin. Ako, isa akong Katoliko, pero kung against kayo sa Catholic Church, feeling niyo whore of Babylon ito, at lahat ng Katoliko ay mapupunta sa impyerno, I hope you still think of me as a person at tratuhin niyo rin ako bilang tao. I'm okay with people who disagree with Catholicism. Yung tingin niyo, mali ang mga Katoliko. At ganun ang dapat na pakitungo natin sa isa't isa. Although I don't agree with homosexual acts the same way na I don't agree with people who are engaged into hookup culture, mapa-heterosexual act ito o hindi, but I think of you as a person. May mga taong may same-sex attractions that I look up to. Ang mga example nito ay sina Dave Rubin, Milo Yiannopoulos, sa Pinas si Dr. Ryan Capitulo. Natuwa din ako kay Ricky Reyes nung nag-lecture siya nung kay Gretchen Diaz issue sa bathroom. Madali lang yan. Kung may lawit ka, dun sa pang may lawit. Kung wala, ay dun sa wala. Not to mention may mga close people sa akin who are very close, who have same-sex attractions, who I love so much. Hindi ko nasasabihin kung gaano kami ka-close kasi, syempre, data privacy. Pero layo na tayo dun sa same-sex attraction. Ang sinasagot ko dito ay, sino ka? So balik tayo dun sa kung sino ikaw. Minsan ba ay natanong nyo na sa sarili nyo, teka, parang hindi na ako ito ah! Ang weird, di ba? Kung ikaw din naman yung gumawa ng bagay na yun, hindi ba ikaw pa rin yun? Ako kung bumalik ako in the past at kinausap ko ang 16-year-old Jay Aruga, malamang sabihin niya, hindi ikaw ako! Isa kang impostor! Bakit hindi ka na musikero? Bakit hindi ka na nangungulekta ng FHM? That is because I changed. People change. At kung kinahon ko ang sarili ko sa pagiging musikero, baka hindi ako naging podcaster. At kung kinahon ko ang sarili ko sa pangungulekta ng FHM, baka manyakis pa rin ako hanggang ngayon. We're all in a process of improving ourselves. And ang pag-define sa sarili natin could be limiting. Podcaster ako ngayon, pero in the future, who knows? Alam nyo ba na according to Dr. Jordan Peterson, you're okay the way you are is not the right story. The right story is you're way less than you could be. That's what ignites the fire within. Cliche ito, alam ko, yung okay the way you are, pagandang pakinggan, pero parang gusto mo na huminto ang taong i-improve ang sarili niya. Sabi ni Jordan Peterson, ang pagsabi ng okay the way you are ay parang sinabi mo sa isang tao na you're way less than you could be. Kapag sinabi mo yung okay the way you are sa isang tao, you're just sugarcoating you're way less right now than you could be. The latter, yung way less than you could be, is close to reality and better to address than to bury it in a pile full of sugar. Ang mga apps ng phone, lagi nga nating ina-update, pero ikaw na-stuck ka sa version 1.0 ng self mo. Imaginin mo kung kleptomaniac ang anak mo. Sabihin mong, you're okay the way you are. Kung mahilig mag-masturbate yung anak mo, sabihin mong, you're okay the way you are. Minsan sa takot na makasakit tayo ng feelings, kaya tayo nananahan tayo sa you are okay the way you are. Hindi natin sinasabi ang katotohanan na kailangan magbago ang isang tao. Na kung sino siya ngayon, hindi kailangan makahon siya dito sa identity na to, sa label na to, throughout his or her life. Sabi ni Jordan Peterson, mas maganda daw sabihin, deep within you is a person who could be so much more than you are. And that's what we strive for every day. To be the best version of ourselves. Even me. I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect human being. I always pray to God that He change me. Because I'm not holier than everyone else. I'm a sinner like everyone else. I might be doing some good at some point, pero mabilis itong ma-overturn because I might have uncontrolled desires. My point is, sino ka right now? Ikaw ay kung sino ka ngayon, pero huwag mong ikahon ang sarili mo sa kung sino ang pagkakaalam mo sa kung sino ka. Marami pang dapat ibago sa ugali mo, and hopefully, it's towards the better you. Alright! Salamat sa sumuporta ng The J. Aruga Show. Ang ganda ng reception this new season. I hope you share this episode. Email me by subscribing to thejarugashow.com. This has been another episode of The J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye!